FSI Italian, Unit 6. In Unit 5, we examined two kinds of intonation patterns, a low or stress drop intonation and a high or stress rise intonation. These two patterns are indicative of various kinds of casual utterances. For example, a casual information question.
Chi è?
Casual statement.
È Amanda. Sì.
Casual yes-no questions.
È Amanda? Sì.
In addition to these two patterns, there is a third type which is heard in Italian in both questions and statements. Listen first to the information question asking who someone is and using a stress drop intonation as illustrated below.
Chi è?
Remember that one label you learned for this kind of intonation was a casual information question. Now listen to the same information question said a little differently.
Chi è? Chi è?
Frame 7. Is the stress here still on vowel number 70?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is yes. Frame 8. As one goes from the unstressed vowel to the stressed vowel here, is there a drop in pitch level?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is no. Frame 9. As one goes from the unstressed vowel to the stressed vowel here, is the pitch level the same?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is yes. Frame 10. Is there any drop in pitch level at all here?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is yes. Frame 11. If there is a drop in pitch level here, and the drop does not occur as one goes from the unstressed vowel to the stressed vowel, where does it occur?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is right after the stressed vowel, or in this case, at the end of the utterance on the stressed vowel itself. Frame 12. Can this intonation rightly be called a low or stress drop intonation if the drop in pitch level occurs after the stressed syllable, or on the stressed syllable itself if no other word follows? The answer is no. Since the word post expresses the same idea as after, this new intonation will be referred to here as a post-stress drop intonation and may be plotted as follows.
Chi è?
Because this new intonation is often used to indicate various kinds of emphasis, we will say that it generally signals a potentially emphatic utterance. Now repeat the casual question followed by the potentially emphatic question.
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
Frame 16. Is the following casual or potentially emphatic?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is casual. Frame 17. What about this one?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is casual. Frame 18. And this one?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is potentially emphatic. Frame 19. Now you will hear the expression stating that it is Amanda. Is the meaning casual or potentially emphatic?
È Amanda. È Amanda.
The answer is casual. Frame 20. What about this one?
È Amanda. È Amanda.
The answer is potentially emphatic. Frame 21. And this one?
È Amanda. È Amanda.
The answer is potentially emphatic. A variation of a post-stress drop intonation is one in which there is a rise in pitch level as one goes from the unstressed syllable to the stressed syllable. But after the stressed syllable is reached, there is a drop in pitch level. Listen.
Chi è? Chi è?
Frame 23. May this still be called a post-stress drop intonation? Listen again and repeat.
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is yes. Listen to the same intonation here and repeat.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
A meaning for this intonation is also a potentially emphatic utterance. It may be plotted as follows.
Chi è? È Amanda.
Frame 26. Plot chi è as a casual question using a stress drop intonation.
Chi è?
The answer is found in frame 4. Frame 27. Plot chi è as a potentially emphatic question in two ways, using a post-stress drop intonation each time.
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is found in frames 13 and 25. Frame 28. Plot è Amanda as a casual statement, using a stress drop intonation.
È Amanda.
The answer is found in Unit 5, Frame 48, Example B. Frame 29. Plot è Amanda as a potentially emphatic statement in two ways, using a post-stress drop intonation each time.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
One part of the answer is found in frame 25. The other part of the answer is identical to this, but has the first two syllables on the same pitch level as man. For yes-no questions, there are also two kinds of potentially emphatic intonation. These intonations parallel what we have seen in frame 29, but instead of the post-stress drop going to the lowest pitch level possible, as in frame 29, it drops only slightly for yes-no questions. Listen to the two versions.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
The potentially emphatic question asking if it is Amanda may thus be plotted in either of the following ways.
È Amanda. È Amanda.
Repeat the casual question, followed by the two potentially emphatic questions.
È Amanda? È Amanda? È Amanda? È Amanda? È Amanda? È Amanda.
Frame 33. Is the following question casual or potentially emphatic?
È Amanda? È Amanda?
The answer is casual. Frame 34. What about this one?
È Amanda. È Amanda.
The answer is potentially emphatic. Frame 35. And this one?
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is potentially emphatic. Frame 36. Identify the following as a casual question, a casual statement, a potentially emphatic question, or a potentially emphatic statement.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a casual question. Frame 37. Do the same with this one.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 38. And with this one.
Pie. Pie.
The answer is a casual question. Frame 39. And with this one.
Pie. Pie.
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 40. Now with this one.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a casual statement. Frame 41. And with this one.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a potentially emphatic statement. Frame 42. And with this one.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 43. And with this one.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. You will now hear a series of short dialogues. Repeat each line, imitating the intonation as closely as possible. You should review this section many times until you feel at ease with these intonations. Number 1.
Chi è?
È Amanda.
È Amanda?
Sì, è Amanda. Number 2.
È Amanda?
Sì. E Amanda.
Sì, e Amanda.
Sì, e Amanda. Number 3.
Chi è? Chi è?
E Tina.
Sì.
Sì. Number 4.
E Tina.
Sì, e Tina.
Sì, e Tina.
Test B. Answers not recorded. You will hear 20 utterances, each said twice. Identify the kind of utterance by checking two columns for each one. One check identifying the utterance as casual or potentially emphatic, and the second check identifying the utterance as a statement, an information question, or a yes-no question. Number 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 2.
Sì. Sì.
Number 3.
Sì. Sì.
Number 4.
E Luca. E Luca.
Number 5.
Egina. Egina.
Number 6.
Sì. Sì.
Number 7.
Ellina. Ellina.
Number
8. Chi è? Chi è?
Number 9.
Chi è? Chi è?
Number 10.
Sì. Sì.
Number 11.
Sì. Sì.
Number 12.
Elea. Elea.
Number 13.
E Amanda. E Amanda.
Number 14.
E vista. E vista.
Number 15.
Sì. Sì.
Number 16.
Sì. Sì.
Number 17.
Sì. Sì.
Number 18.
Sì. Chi è?
Number 19.
Ettina. Ettina.
Number 20.
Ettina. Ettina.
This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit